Fighter and Shas from Rav Hakam, Tzadik Gimel, pick it up on Tzadik Gimel, five lines down. End of the line. I'm Rav Hanan. Hamusar din al chaver, with someone who brings a din on his friend, means he brings it to Shamayim. He wants to take it up with a heaven. He's the one who's going to get punished first. That means that if he has any averus, then they're going to take a look at this guy first. Shenemar, as it says, V'tomer sari al Avram chamas yalecha. Sarah said to Avram Avinu, the judgment should be upon you. Hashem should judge between me and you. Uksiv, Vayofa Avram, this was the servant of Kosa. It says that Avram went to go ahead and mourn her, you know, and to eulogize her and to cry for her. This is talking about when, with the whole story with Hagar, and Sarah wasn't too happy with the way Avram was behaving, and therefore she said this idea, there's a din between me and you and Shamayim, and she was the one who got it first. Vahani mili de islay din of Ara, this is talking about a case where you could bring it to a court down here to deal with it, and you decided not to. But if you have no choice, you have to go to Shamayim, so you go to Shamayim. Previous look. Oy lo litzoik yosem in a nitzak. Greater is the punishment of the one who cries out than the one who actually is cried about, as we saw over here with Avram and Sarah. Tanya Amilche Raisa supports this. Echad etzoik v'echad nitzak mashma. Both the one who cries out and the one who gets cried about are going to get the smackdown. The pasuk says that if he will cry out to me, I'm going to hear his cry. My wrath is going to blaze and I shall kill you. Ryu is written in the poil. Rash says, V'chara apiva rakti eschem. Shnayim b'masha, both of them there. Ella, Shemamayrin, Litzoik, Yosem, and Itzak, the one who cried out, is going to get the first dibs. Says Rashi, Kiddash, Kamasara, like we see with Sarah. Vamar Bitzak, Leolam, Alti, Killa, Sejit, Kabenecha, don't let the curse of a simple person be light in your eyes. Shari Avimelech, Killa, Sarah, we know that Avimelech then showed up and says, you know, she's my sister, and he took her and eventually gave her back, and Avimelech cursed her. When it's been a sky and bizarre, and it happened with her offspring. Shinam as a pasuk says, "Hinei hu lach ksus einayim." Avimelech said to Sarah, when he gave a gift of 1,000 pieces of silver to Avram, "Behold, it will be for you a covering of eyes." Okay, that is, no one should look at you in a negative light, as if I did something to you and just threw you back, but rather I'm giving a gift, so it must be I didn't do anything with you. Amar la. Avimelech was saying to her, "Hol v'kisses mimeni, since you covered up from me, I mean, you didn't tell me that you're really his wife. V'lo gilishu ishech, v'garamti elai hatzaris, that you caused me to go through this pain. Yiratzon shu lach b'nei k'suyei einayim, it should be the will of God that you should have children that have covering of their eyes, that should be blind. Kachava, that's what ended up happening with Yitzchak, this guy in Bezara. T'chseva, hi kizak in Yitzchak, v'techene inav meros. Once he was older and his eyes became dark, you know, hard to see. In other words, he became blind. Okay, gotta be careful. Don't take the matter lightly. These are serious stuff.
You should always be the ones that are chased and not chalila the ones who are chasing others. It's not talking about murder. You go and you kill them back. But someone's, you know, on your case, rather be the victim than the perpetrator.
There's no animal that's more hunted than pigeons and doves. And these are the ones that are brought on the Mizbech. Next, Omer Sami Haseini. Next on the mission says, a person says, blind my eye, cut off my hand, break my leg, then the guy's going to have to pay for it. Even if the guy says, Almanasa, you're going to be butter, still he's going to have to pay for it. And it goes on and says, tear my garment, break my jug, and he did such a thing, he's going to have to pay. But if he says, Almanas, al Tanai, that you don't have to be chayev, then he doesn't have to pay. So you see a difference in the body, a person's body, and when you're dealing with a person's material and their stuff. Says the Gemara, frankly, Gemara, Abba Leiravasi, Marchama Lerabba, Maishno Risha, Maishno Siv. What's the difference? Why is it by the body, even if he says a condition, they don't have to pay, he still has to pay. But when it comes to someone's stuff, then you don't have to pay. Amar Lei, Risha Lefisha, Eno de Mochel, Risha Evarim. Because the person's not Mochel when it comes to the tips of his Evarim, of his limbs. But it doesn't matter what he's saying over there. He doesn't want this thing to happen to him. Amar Lei, Chia de Mochel, Tzaro. Correct the Gemara, hold on a second. He's telling a person's mochon tsar on pain. Rashi says, Ka'ev maka. Let's say someone goes out and punches someone. They don't cut off their finger or something like that, break their leg, but they just punch them and they have pain. Tell me a person's mochon is tsar. You say, Titania, but we learned in a braisa, Hikeni putzaini, amanash lifter. A person says, hit me or cause me, hit, two different types of hit. And you're not going to be chayyah putter, it's taka putter.
Hold on a second. I thought we said that people are not mochel these things. Ishtik, he was quiet. Amar midi Shmuel Amar midi Shmuel lachba. So he said, he asked, did you hear anything about the answer? About this? Amar, he said, Hachi Amar Rav Sheshes, Mishum Pagam Mishpacha. The reason why you're going to be chayv on the body, like you knock someone's eye out or something like that, cut off his finger, that's bad for the family. It's Pagam Mishpacha, it's embarrassing. Itmar, Rav Shai Amar, Mishum Pagam Mishpacha. It says because of Pagam Mishpacha. Rav Amar, Rav says, don't try to compare the two things. This is not a comparison, because one's talking about physical losing a limb or something like that, and one's talking about a wound. Those things are very different. He says, Mishum Sheino Mochel Rosh Shevar of Shalom. But when it comes to the idea of pain, okay, a person can handle it. Rav Yochanan says, even if you're dealing with a person losing a limb, he could also be puttered. But it depends how he talks. Rashi spells this out. The Gemara says it though. Yesh ein shu kalav. There's yes, which really means no. Yesh lav shu kain. And there's a no, which really means yes. It all depends on the tone of the person, if they're being sarcastic or not. Says Rashi, v'armalei almanat liftor. Go do the smear and condition, you'll be putter. V'armalei, the guy says back, nechbal hein. I'm sorry. So he goes, wound me. He says back, what? On condition, I'll be putter? And he says to him, hein, yes. Yesh hein shu kalav. I itma. Like if he's like, yeah, then chayev, you're going to be chayev. We've been ichusa. He's like, yeah, no, really. Then Adre, that's how he responded, then patar. Bryce said, delta katani, hikani patani, amanas lifter, patar, but the amr nechba kula milsa, hikani patani, amanas lifter, tavade dafka amale. That's for sure, he's saying it for real. Next to Rashi, he says, yesh lin, yesh laf, shu kehain, I itma patar. If he's being sarcastic, then he's going to be putter. Right? The nakid chiyuva lagabe maka potzeah p'tura lagabe mamona orcha demilsa nakid tamachel neshama mamona tfei megufei. People are more likely to be mochel on their money there in their guf. Anyway, Tani Nami Yachmi Rabbeinu supports this idea. He can't. He p'tzein. The guy goes, hit me, smack me. Amanas lifter. The guy goes back to him and says, what? I'm going to shall be putter. From Lane, he says, yes. Harei yishen chukalav. There's a yes. That's like a no. It's like when he goes, yeah, right. Let's say he goes, tear my clothing. The guy says, back on my left turn, condition that I should be pater. Bar my laugh. He says to him, no. And he's like, no. Hare laugh, shu kain. That's a no, which is really like a yes. Like no, like you're totally fine with that. Okay. Shambers kandi karis ksusi chayev. Let's say a guy goes and says, break my cat, my pitcher. He says, tear my clothing. And he does it. The guy's going to be chayev. He has to go and he has to pay for it. We have a bright source kind of goes against that. As it states, so let's say you have a case, Rashi spells out about Shomrim. If a man gives money or kalim to his friend to watch, Lishmor, the Lashon of the Pasuk is Lishmor v'lola abed. He has to take care of, watch over it, but not lose it. Lishmor v'lola kroa, watch over it and not tear it. But if the owner doesn't give it to him, pardon, but if the guy is giving to him in order to destroy it, to do something to it, right, then he's not going to be considered a shomer. He's going to be off the hook. He's going to be butter when this happens. Lishmor v'lo l'chalek l'aniyim. Not only that, it says that he has to give it to him to watch and not to give it to aniyim. One of Shachor comes out is that if the Baal, the one who owns it, gives it to someone to do this, to tear it up, then that person, if he taka tears it, he's going to be butter. So what's Pshat? He says that tear it, there's going to be chayev. Ravuna Lokasha. Oh, we're good. Hada Asili Day. Our Mishnah is talking about a case where this clothing that he has was already in his hands before he gave him the ability to go into tear it. In such a case, it's going to be Chayev. Rashi's Vikara Biday. Chayev. Ilo Amarle Almanas Liftor. Afil Asili Day Mekara Almanas Labit. Hada Lo Asili Day. Nabraisa. It says that the person is going to be we're talking about the case where the clothing didn't come to his hand before he had it, and now he gets it after he was told to tear it up. In that case, it's not going to be chayev, and he's not even considered like a shomer. Amalei Rabbi says, what are you talking about? I can make that distinction before or after. Lishmor da'atzili de'mash. When it says to guard, sounds like it already came into his hand. It says, Rashi v'chi yiten. Even though you're going to be off the hook. Ella, Marabba, Rabba comes and explains, Hava Ad Asli Day. Both the cases. We're talking about the Mishnah, we're talking about the Braisa. He already has. He's already holding on to it. Well, Akasha, it's still not Akasha. Hadas of the David Tzor Shmira. Our Mishnah is talking about where it came to his hand in reference to be Shomerit. And then the owner afterwards, you know, changes his mind and says, rip it up. And then he goes and he does it. He's going to be Chayef. Hadas of the David Tzor Shmira. And the other one's talking about a case where it came into his hands already in order to go and to rip it. In that case, you're going to be Pater. Story time. How Arnakut that stuck with us in the Pompadisa. There was a wallet with a wad of cash in there. It got to Pumpadisa in order to be used for tzedakah. After the Rav Yosef Gabayahu Gavra, Rav Yosef Ranches Gabayahava, he was a Gabay. And after the Rav Yosef Gabayahu Gavra, he left it by a particular person, Pashabe. And this guy, he was Poshea, wasn't careful with it. Also Ganvi Gnuva, and someone came along and they stole it from him. Chayvi Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef was Mechayiv him to go and pay. He says, come on, man, you got to pay for it. It's your problem. Amalei Abayi says to him, I have a Tanya, but we learned in the Brisa, Lishmor v'lo chalak aniyim, to guard it, but not to give it to aniyim. That a shomer of tzedakah, he can't be held accountable for pshia now. Amalei, so he said to him, no, this is different. Aniyim the Bumbadisa, make its kitzlo. They got like a took up salary, it was set aside for them. Mamun kach v'kach l'sheves. It's considered money that has tovin, that have, you know, people that will be toveya, and now you are not of tok. Vil lishmoru, and therefore it's got to be under the rules of lishmor, of guarding it. Hadrin aloch achovel. Mazatov. We're finishing the eighth parak. You know what our minute is? We said hadrin aloch achovel. So let's go back to the very beginning, back to Pei Beis Omer Beis. The Mishnah over there says, Achovel Bachaveru, someone who wounds his friends, Chayav Alam Mishum Chamisha Devarim. Okay, beautiful. Now that we're Yotze that, let's move on to the ninth Perek of Bava Kama. Okay, folks, here we go. Beginning the ninth Perek, first, beep, turn the page. Sadi Gimel Amud Beis. Zokta Heiliga, Heiliga, Heiliga Mishnah. Agos Eitzim Vasan Kelim. Someone goes in and they steal wood and they make a kli out of it. Rashi says, let's finish off the thing. I take that and I make it into a chair. Samar Vasan Begadim, I steal wool and I go and I make it into a shirt. Mishalim Kishas Gzela, I have to pay the value of what it was at the time I stole it. Rashi says, to me Eitzim Vitzemer, Vein Chayiv Lachzer Lo Kelim, Dekani Bishinoi. I don't have to return you the actual things themselves. I just pay you for the amount that I stole at the time of what it was at the time they stole it, because I made a shinoi and seemingly I was kone. The Gemara is going to discuss this. Gozel Param Uberes Vialda. Let's say I stole a pregnant cow, and then the cow, while I had it, gave birth. Rachel Tuna Gzaza, or a Rachel, a sheep, and had a lot of wool in it, and I sheared it off. Mishalim to me paro medes leilig, you pay the amount of money of a cow that is ready to give birth. With the rachel medes leigaz, the amount of the sheep as it was before I actually shore off its stuff. Gazel, now what does that mean? Is let's say it was worth $500 and it's pregnant, and then $400 afterwards. So I clearly going to return the actual cow itself, and then the amount that they lost out, that $100. Same idea, it's worth $500 before I shaved it. Then I shaved it. Now it's worth $400. I have to return it and the actual sheep, and then give them the amount that I stole. Guzzle power of an isabra itself. What happens if I steal a cow and then it gave birth, became pregnant, and then gave birth while I still had it? Or a sheep, and it was totally shaved, but then it grew all its hair, and I shaved it off. Mashalim says, "Gzeir, you pay according to I pay the amount that it was at the gzeir." Here's the general rule: Kol hagazlanim, mishalim b'shikshas hagizela. The stuff that whatever I steal, I pay whatever it was worth at the time that I actually stole it. Frak the Gemara Amri, Eitzim Asan Kelim. The Mishnah said, "Let's say I steal wood and I make it to a kli. In that's a case where I have to pay for it." Which implies sheep on low, that if I just smoothed it out, then I wouldn't have to pay for it. Rashi says that Shavoy Shayach Be'etzim Stima Be'avonim. The Lashon of Shavoy is by wood, and Stima by Avonim, by stones. Shneim Lashon Tikun, Shemesaknin Machlikin. I fix them up, I smooth them out. So sheep on low. Semer Vasam Begadim. Also, let's say I take wool and I go and I make it into clothing. Then it's a Shinoi and I own it. But libnon low. But if I was a smalabin, if I just whitened them, then I wouldn't be acquiring it. Or a mini. Hold on one second. Contradiction. The Brisa says, Gozel, he said, sheep, and if I stole wood and I smoothed it out, Avadim sits on the same thing, stones, I smooth them. Tzemer, I've lived on wool and I go and I white it. Pishtan vinikau, or if I pishtan, which is flax, and I vinikau and I cleaned it out, which says, Minhan Nu'uris, is all this, like, little particles that are in there, and I cleaned it out. Mashalim k'shas k'zela, I pay like the time of the k'zela, like the time that I stole it. So the mashmos of the Mishnah seems to be different than this price over here. Rabbi, tani dan katani shinidra banan hadra, the hadra. No. Rabbi answers, we can see a few answers. Rabbi says, number one, the time of our Mishnah, it's not talking about somebody who stole a piece of wood that was like unprocessed and then he smoothed it out and made it into a kli. Rather, what did he do? He's talking about a durabunant kazakh over here. They're able to undo. So let's say you have this wood, and then you go and you just make it into a chair. It said you could take the chair apart, therefore you don't really acquire it over there. But midurabunant, we make you acquire it in order that you're actually going to do tshuva and pay for it. Because a lot of times if a person steals something and then makes something of it, maybe he's not going to want to do tshuva if he has to take it apart and to return it. So therefore, the Chacham said, okay, midarabanan, we allow you to acquire it over here. Midaraisa, really not. So Tana didan katani shina darabanan de hadra. You're able to go into return. Rashi says, eitzim ba'osan kelim be'eitzim shupin is already smoothed out. V'kolshkin shina daraisa, certainly shina daraisa, is going to be something that you're not able to go into, go back to the original form, but it was, that you're going to be kona. Eitzim ba'osan kelim. What was it talking about over there? It was talking about you took wood and you made it into a kli. It was talking about where it was already smoothed out and everything like that, but it wasn't made into anything yet. And then you went and you did something. You knew what's that? The sarim, boards of wood that are already processed, everything's ready to go. The shinoi, the hadar libriyosa. This is a type of change now that you make it into a chair that you could just unmake the chair. But if you have a raw piece of wood and you smoothed it out, that you can't undo. Right, boy, the mishali. Mishaliflo, you go, you can take it apart and just return it to him. Samar son begadim, if you have tzemi of wool and you made it into clothing, tzemi tovi, it's spun wool already. It's not like wool that wasn't spun, it was unprocessed, you processed it. It was already processed. The shinu da'adu libriyosu, it's something you can actually put it back to what it was, just undo it, untie it. Dibay sasale. A koshkin shinu da'raisa, certainly shinu da'raisa, like let's say a person goes and they're malabe and they whiten it, that you're not able to go back to once you already whitened it, and that's going to be a kinyan. The Tana bra, the other brisa, I mean the brisa that spoke up over there, shina doraisa. It's talking about shina doraisa. Shina doraban. Look at that. It's not talking about shina doraban. So everything's good and dandy. That's the first answer. Ravashi gives another answer. Tani don nami shina doraisa katani. Our Mishnah is also talking about shina doraisa. Eitzin ba'ason kelim. When it says wood that you make into utensils, b'kuchnoi. It's talking about you made it into a. It says Rashi lekatush. Tainu shipin v'leka chakika. You made it into a pestle. This piece of wood, you smoothed it out. You didn't do any sort of digging, chakika. Dahainu shipan, you smoothed it. Samar v'fasim begadim, or we're talking about clothing, wool, far that you made into clothing, that is namti, you made into namti. Rashi says, felter, malas. Dein malab nenoso, had samar, you didn't whiten it. But if you did whiten it, you'd be kone. Namti is ain't a tzemer choser od l'briyoso. It's not going to be able to go back to what it was. Those came in yirinima b'fnei'atzo, to meet each one by itself. Rather, it was like pressed together in a way that it's not going to go back to what it was originally. Namti da'inu shinoi d'lohadar. It's a type of change that doesn't go back to its original thing of what it was. Okay, now one of the things that came up over there is that liban of a person's malabi, and they whiten it. That's actually considered a Kenyan. In fact, the Gemara, if a Liban mi avishino, is that really a change? Or a mini? But we have a contradiction. This is something which comes up in the Gemara in Chulin. And that is, it's talking about racious agaz. The first shearings that when you shear a sheep, that goes to a Kohen. You have to give that to a Kohen. Chachamim said you have to give 1/60th of what comes out to the Kohen. So now it says, lo isbik litno achetzvo. Let's say you didn't get a chance to give it to him until you dyed it. For you gave it to him, you dyed it, putter. Now you're putter, you don't have to do anything. Rashi says, Dekanye bishinoi vidamim nami lo mishalim, the love gezel gomer hu da lo matalide. You're putter from having to go ahead and to pay. There's a shinoi that happens that you're kona with, and you don't even have to pay money because it's not called gezel gomer, because it never came to his hands in the first place. It's your stuff that he's supposed to give. Libno velo tzvo. But let's say he was malabin it. He didn't die, but he's malabin it. Then chayev. You're going to be chayev to go ahead and to to give Rishis a gaze. Oh, must be that whitening it is not considered a kinyan. So we said a moment ago that when you whiten it, it's considered a kinyan. It seems like that's not the case. As Gemara Rabbi Lokacha, Ha Rabbi Shimon, the price of stealing, which says that whitening it is a change, goes to Rabbi Shimon. Harabanan, where the Mishnah talking about the Rishis HaGeis, which says it's not considered a change, goes like the Rabbanan. D'tanya, learn to the Brisa. Where do we find this idea that Rabbi Shimon, Machlokes Shimon Rabbanan, turn the Brisa, that same Gemara in Chulin, Gizazo Utvo V'Argo. Let's say he sheared the wool off, then he spun it or he wove it, a mitzdarif. It doesn't mitzdarif with other wool that comes afterwards. Right, because we know over there, Rishis HaGeis, what does he do? He has to wait. The Gemara there says, there's a Mishnah, you don't have to give Rishis HaGeis until you do your gozes five different animals that their stuff weighs 1.5 mana. So you have to wait till that. So in the meantime, if each time it came out, you already spun it or you wove it, that's not mitzarif with another one. Libno, let's say he whitened it, Rabbi Shimon Omer, a mitzarif. It's not mitzarif because that's considered. Oh, the first one's a mitzarif. Oh, and Rabbi Shimon is adding, he's saying, even Libno is not mitzarif because that's considered a kinyan. Chamor mitzarif, now even that's considered that it is mitzarif because it's not considered Libun, is not a kinyan. So that's the machlokas of Shimon and Rabbanan. Rava gives another answer. Havah Rabbi Shimon. He says, no, both the Brisa and the Mishnah, whether it's stolen or it's Reish HaGeis, is talking about Rabbi Shimon, Volkasha. Had the Napsi Naputse, the Mishnah is talking about the Reish HaGeis, says that when you whiten it, it's not considered a change. It's talking about where he did niputz, that is like he untangled the wool, but he did it how, says Rashi? Biyad, he did it with his hands. That's not considered like a real shinoi. Ha, the second suke, but with the geneva, which says that when you're whiten it, it is considered a change. It's talking about when he combed it out with a kli to get rid of all the dirt over there. And that's considered like a real change. Rosh has been masrik, did it with a comb, with a brush. Another answer. Ha de chavi chavurei. The Mishnah, when second reaches a gaze, that you say, Liban is not considered a change, is where he just washed it. Okay, but ha de kabre kabrei. That one's talking about that you put it through a chemical bath. Rosh has been gufris with sulfur, lislab and yafa, in order that it should be a nice whitening, and that already is considered like a Kenyan. Okay, now, Rabbi Shimon is of the opinion that when you whiten it, it is a change. That's the Gemara. Hashdei Shlomer, it's seven Rabbi Shimon la Vishinoi, Libun Havishinoi. We know that by Rabbi Shimon, even Seva is not considered Shiva. Even when you dye it, it's not considered a Shinoi. Now, dyeing is clearly more intense than whitening. So then, whitening, you're going to say is a Shinoi? The Tanya is going to the Brisa. God says, Rishon Mitzvo. Let's say you sheared a sheep. One by one, you ended up dyeing it as soon as it got shorn, rishon utvo, or you spun each one of them as it got shorn off, rishon vargo, or you weaved each one of them. Aim and sarf, time and sarf for the other ones. Remember, you have to do five with a mana and a half. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, Omer Rabbi Shimon tzvo, if he dyed it mitzarif, then they are mitzarif one to the next. It must be that he said dyeing it isn't really a change. So if dyeing is not a change, I could say whitening is. Amar Abaye lo kasha, harabanan alibid Rabbi Shimon. First price said with Rishis HaGeis, which says that whitening and dyeing is a change, is the Rabbanan way they understand the Rabbi Shimon. And Ha Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda libid Rabbi Shimon. The second price, which says that the Rishis HaGeis, which says that even dyeing and certainly obviously also whitening is not considered a change, that's Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda's version of Rabbi Shimon. Another answer is Rava Amar Leolam Lopli Rabbanan Aleid Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda. Really, they're not even arguing over here, right, with the two of them and how you understand Rabbi Shimon. Everyone's masking the Rabbi Shimon says that when you whiten something, it is a change, it's a kinyan, but actually if you dye it, it's not. Why would it not be? Is that more intense? The shiny tseva, and tseva dyeing is different. Hol v'yachal lavir al yidei tzfon, because you could clean it by putting it through tzfon. Rashi says shayin, aval liban lo hatal biyasa. You could like shampoo it and clean it and put it through the ringer to get it all out. When it comes to Liban, you're not able to get rid of that kind of stuff, and that's considered Kenyan. V'chikatani osam lo hispik litno lo ach tzvo pater. And what it said over there in the Mishnah, if he wasn't able to, he didn't give it to the Kohen before he ended up dying, and he's going to be Pater. In other words, that dying is a real change. He said that goes going to everyone, even to Rabbi Shimon. That's talking about where he died it with something very intense. Rashi says that's Doma the Tchelis, Hamid the Tchelis, which actually not able to get out by cleaning it. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.